welcome to Misdone Needs More Games, where we create the latest and greatest market-ready board games straight from our brains into your household. I'm your co-host and co-creator, Nick Bruno.
And I'm your other co-host and co-creator, DJ Bruno.
Very nice. Starting a lot of energy right at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Getting into it.
It's 2022. So many things have happened in between our last recording and now. It feels like a whole other year has gone by since the last time we had done this.
Just about. I mean, at least 2 months and some change. But yeah, new year, new us, new location for myself personally. New equipment. Hopefully that, you know, pays off tenfold. And yeah, to just kind of get the ball rolling here, just to update everyone. I am now at the New York branch of Patch Potch Games. So, you know, a lot of bagels, a lot of pizza, you know, still working with Misdone, obviously. I mean, hey, it is 2022. We're remote, so still working that way, but just transferred locations. So out here with the New York folks.
And Misdone travels a whole lot. She will go out to many different sort of locations and kind of just do office checkups. So even though that we do this from home, she has definitely barged into my Chicago home at one point just to make sure that I was still coming up with board games. Yeah. It was a little unannounced, but you know, that's why she makes the big bucks. That's why she stays on top of it. So I don't know if you've been visited by her yet, Nick, but she will probably find you and knock on your door soon. So just be ready. You know,
I think she's actually taking a little bit more of a stealthy approach with us out here. I was at UPS the other day, you know, sending some packages and stuff like that. And I turned around and there was a dog wearing sunglasses. And I was like, well, that's cute. And then as soon as that dog turned around, boom, it was Misdone. And I was like, how did she even do that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. A master of disguise, to say the least.
Well, that's did she like confront you or anything? Or like, was it the weekend? Was she even like, or did she, like, catch you away from your desk, not thinking of board games 24/7?
Well, unfortunately, yeah, I did have to... These were errands that I was doing. I assume she was jotting some notes down. I hope it doesn't come up in my, you know, yearly review. I hope I'm still, you know, hitting those benchmarks and everything. But it's just the fact that... So yeah, I turned around. I see this golden retriever, and I'm like, oh, wow, what a cute dog. And I go up to the person, and I ask if I can pet the dog. They didn't say anything. They just had this blank stare. I'm like, oh, okay, I better, you know, just leave him alone. It's totally fine. I don't want to intrude. And then as soon as I turn away, I notice the dog start to walk, and it was like a trick of the eye. Just right before me, it became Misdone, and that person also Misdone.
Oh, my gosh.
She just had this... It was a very elaborate disguise.
So she didn't even say anything. She just took notes and walked away.
I think so, yeah. And like I said, that person was either a dummy or a part of the costume or something like that. But the dog was very animated, which is why I assume it was Misdone.
Wow. So yeah, that's definitely coming up in your review. I'm a little nervous here for you. She barged into my apartment here, and we just without warning just came into the room, just kind of peered around the corner from me. And I said, oh, hi, Mrs. Dunn. Or I'm sorry, Misdone. And then she just kind of like walked out as well. So I don't really know what any of that means, but I really can't assume that's good.
Well, I think she would have more to say if it was exactly negative. But I also will say this, at least personally, the New York branch, I mean, not to say that we're a struggling branch, for lack of a better term, but you know, we don't even have an office. We meet in a supply closet at a Staples.
Does Staples just know about that, or do you just not tell them?
Yeah, no, we don't tell them.
Yeah,
I mean, we do buy a set of pencils every time we're there, so that's kind of, we think, a fair trade, is to just, you know, buy one or two small items every time that we go in while we, you know, use their property. But you know, it's like we wouldn't have bought anything if we weren't there. I mean, we could just meet at a Starbucks or something like that and be like everybody else, but no, we're trying to really push ourselves both in terms of creativity and just physical space. I mean, it gets really claustrophobic. There's like a good 20 people in the New York office, but we all get into that supply closet.
It's funny to think about a supply closet for a supply store. Like, wouldn't they just be able to grab anything that they would have needed just off of a shelf and just use that?
Like, that's a good point.
Like, what, like, what exactly does the supply closet have that is not already out on the shelves and more easily accessible, you know?
I mean, I guess for, like, a Staples, it would be, like, a vacuum and, like, you know, maybe, like, some kind of Windex window cleaner thing. But one for, mop. Like, yeah, but, like, for a store that sells those things, do you think for, like, a supply closet inventory store, do you think they have a supply closet, or do they just grab something off the shelf?
I like to think you open up the supply closet to the Staples, and it's just another Staples, but just for the employees. Like, it's an entire...
it's just a smaller Staples.
Yeah, it's, like, an entire, like, just, like, huge shelves and stuff like that that you can just sort of walk through and grab other things, but it's just all... It's just only for employees.
Oh, see, I was imagining, like, a mini Staples. Like, literally, like... a mouse-sized Staples, so it's an exact replica, but you got tiny pencils
run by also a mouse.
Yeah, tiny erasers.
Well, that wouldn't be a very useful supply closet then. That just sounds like a mouse's home.
it's a matter of perspective, I think. At that point, this is kind of cute. Their post-it notes our post-it notes is just their paper.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Well, I mean, I see and I hear, but, like, that's... it still doesn't make any sense to me why it would be tiny.
Well, I mean, because I guess if you're in a smaller space and you're trying to fit a full Staples in there, you got to shrink everything down, right?
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
It's
Alice in Wonderland Staples.
Yeah, it's not a usefulness perspective. It's not like a, like, this is actually for, like, everyday use. It's more for show. It's a little oasis for the Staples workers to be like, oh, nice. Like, now instead of taking 5 minutes to get across the store, I don't know how big Staples are, taking that much time to get across the store, look at me, I can go from one end to the other. It's whimsical.
I can run across the store. I'm the fastest Staples runner. Any Staples quicker than anyone else.
Do you think Staples employees call themselves staplers?
They should. They
yeah. They call, if, like, Subway can have sandwich artists, then what is a Staples employee?
Is that what they actually call themselves, sandwich artists?
Yeah. I think I looked up the job description once, and it is a sandwich artist.
Huh. Yeah, I don't... That's a bit much. I would hardly call what they do art. If it was Jersey Mike's, I'd call them artists, but I don't know if I'd call, you know, a Subway. I'd just say, like, a sandwich assembler, if we're going to be real about what they do.
The cogs in the machine of the sandwich assembly line.
Honestly, though, yeah. Well, no, okay, look, that sounds like we're giving a lot of disrespect to Subway employees, and no disrespect for any of the listeners out there that work at Subway.
Yeah, it's more of a disrespect to Subway as a conglomerate. Yeah.
Call it what it is. That's all I'm saying. Sandwich
Subway. Yeah, Subway higher up. Y'all need a facelift. That's all I'll say.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. That's where they've got that. I think their new slogan's called Refresh, and it looks like refresh symbol. Yeah. Because they want to target the Gen Z kids.
Well, I mean, everything has to be related to technology now, right?
That's true. Even the sandwich you eat.
Yeah. That's why they're no longer sandwich artists. They're sandwich influencers.
Sandwich. Yeah, I got nothing else. That's probably the best one.
yeah, I don't know, Gen Z.
I don't know. Whatever you care about, just put the word sandwich in front of it, and that's what you could be.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right. You want to jump into some games?
Sure, why not?
So since we've had some radio silence, we don't really have many slash... Well, I guess we have our old suggestions still, but I have one that I've actually been working on, yeah, personally, and I came up with an idea of the mechanics of the game and how it would be played, but I wasn't like 100% on how it plays out. It's just more of the idea and the theme that I really enjoyed. But working title too, but it's kind of into the theme and kind of explains it. It's called Space Mechanics.
Space Mechanics.
Yeah. You play as players are either various owners, like they're a character, some, you know, either alien or being, or players play as a specific garage, and your job or the objective is of the game is to try to service as many high point spacecrafts as you can. So one kind of angle of it that I'm already kind of thinking of in the game is that, you know, when you think of strategy, you could either try to be the mechanic that's gonna just, you know, get crappy rundown spacecrafts in that aren't looking for a lot of repairs, just to get in, get out, and you can just try to churn out as many of those, or you could be the garage that takes on, you know, the Enterprise. I'm trying to think of a grandiose the Death Star, and they have a bunch of repairs, they need a bunch of services and stuff like that, and then you try to rack up a bunch of points by servicing these much larger ones. So again, that's more of the theming, a little bit into the gameplay. What do you think?
There's a lot of good potential there. So what I will say is that there's one game that comes to mind that sounds very similar to this, and it's called Space Team. I don't know if you've heard of Space Team before.
I think I have. Aren't you a team of people on one ship trying to keep it going?
Yes, yes. Well, so there was Space Team that was like a phone app, and that was pretty successful. Yes. And then basically for the phone app, if you were to play with a group of people, you would have like a set of things in front of you that you really wouldn't know what they are. And then someone else on someone else's phone would be able to see and explain to you what your things do. And then you would be able to explain what those person's things do. And then you have to like basically fix the ship.
But this isn't a cooperative game.
Okay. Well, no, yeah. Yeah. It's just like, but like, I mean, space mechanic is, hear me out. And we could totally just throw this away and say that this is just a bad idea. But when you said garage, okay, do you remember in Ohio those liquor garages that you could just drive through and then just like grab just things? Pick up. Yeah. I just want to pitch out that, you know, that this can be a garage for like multiple things. Like if the Death Star is holding a party, you can have your garage, maybe be like have some mechanics in there, but you can also, you've got like a ton of beer. Or like space beer or whatever, and like give it to them, and that's their experience as well. Or we just make the whole game about being an interstellar drive-through liquor store.
So what we're really looking at here is like a full service. You are the mechanic, you are the gas station, you are the blimpies attached, and you're the drive-through liquor store.
Yeah. Oh.
Servicing spaceships that come through.
Hold on, even better. This is like a, what if this was like a interstellar like truck station? You know how like,
now you could, that's like, the ticket.
Yeah, you can like service like, because they do have those big truck stops out in the middle of nowhere where you could service like, you know, they would have like truck like maintenance and stuff like that, but you can also like attach on like different things like a McDonald's or like some other things. And then, okay, so imagine this then. The board game is all along this like circular highway, or it can even be like, I don't know, like a figure eight, but it's just like sort of a design, and there's different plots of land that you can stick, like you can like have a bunch of mini gas stations throughout the entirety of it, or you can like say start spending your money to upgrade your one like to be big enough, but like you can have just like multiple locations, and perhaps there's some sort of traffic like mechanic where that you can tell where like maybe one player services a truck that's along the highway, and then after that turn or whatever the truck moves along, and then there's a chance for that truck to like, I don't know, need to go stop at your gas station or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You're ready for me to paint you a word picture, and this is really gonna jack up the price of this game, but I think it'll be quite impressive.
Do you actually go to space?
No. But pretty damn close.
We partner with Elon Musk.
I think we are talking about a three-dimensional board for a board game.
Okay.
It would unfold and stack, like basically like a cube, but there would be different tiles where there would be those areas that, like, literally, like, one of them would be in the middle, and it could just be, like, some random star, and then maybe, yeah, like you were saying, one of them is a very popular spot. It's Jupiter or whatever, like a big planet somewhere.
Mm.
How you plan on where you are going to lay out your truck stop empire, whatever you want to call it, is by strategically seeing, yeah, the traffic patterns and stuff like that. And then, you know, like, maybe everyone just gets to place down, like, two spots right at the beginning of the game, anywhere they want. And then, like, I don't know, like, every planet can only have, like, four structures total. So, like, yeah, you could, like, stack all in on one. But how you adapt and how you plan on what is going to be coming, that maybe, like, every round, for however many rounds, you reveal, like you said, like, okay, like, there's a huge fleet of space trucks that when you reveal their flight path, you see their first stop, and then you can prep and do whatever you want, you know, maybe advertising and stuff like that. It sounds like we're kind of going down the hole of rinse, lather, profit, repeat, but,
well, this is different. This is in space.
True, that's true.
This isn't about building the brand of it. You know, this is completely,
that's true.
I like the idea of it being a 3D board.
3D I'm imagining board, yeah.
So I'm imagining, you know, how those like little kid like solar system projects and things like that.
Yeah.
Like you
yeah.
basically could set up the board like that, where like you could have it. Imagine this, and I'll let you get back to your point. You have basically like the sun in the middle, and the planets can not only rotate around the sun, but then like sort of the highway goes in between. So every single
yeah.
time that like the flight paths can change differently, and it's like to get from point A to point B, maybe there's another planet in the way, and your planet's just going to be like that trucker's got to stop at your planet because it's now in like a different trajectory.
Let me pitch this as well, just to even keep on going down
Go
this
for
vein
it.
And to like have more mechanics. So, okay. So you have your three-dimensional cube. Let's say that I'm sitting on... We're sitting across from each other. Let's say that there's a truck coming in at the lower right side for me, and its path, like, on the side of the board, kind of like a tracker of the path that each truck is going to take or each vehicle is going to take. We know that it is going in, like, directly to the center. So you and I, we place our stuff there, blah, blah, blah. We do that. The truck gets there, but then... I don't know, on my turn or something like that, I play a card called, like, Slingshot or something like that, that any truck or anything that is coming towards a planet that I am on, I can redirect its path. And so maybe originally it was going to continue on to your side of the board where you have more, you know, established places or whatever. Not saying mm-hmm. that it has to get exactly into one side owns one side or one side owns the other, just in this example. But I play Slingshot, and then I change the direction that the truck is going to go, and so now it's coming towards one of my planets. But then you could play like Asteroid Field, and you like rotate the board or something like that.
I like this idea of being able to change like the trucker's like placement and where they're going. I was thinking of one like another sort of ability where, say, like you've got like a really good mechanic at your gas station, and you can service a truck so well that it doesn't need to make any more stops until it gets to the place that it's trying to go, you know?
Mm.
Like,
or, oh, go ahead.
No, it's like, oh, that was basically it. Like, that's like top, like if you upgrade your mechanic portion of like whatever sort of, I don't know, tier list that there may be, say, like, just to throw out, there could be like mechanics, entertainment, like, I don't know, like you could put an arcade in there or something like that if people are interested in
food.
That. Food, obviously. But then if you decide that you want to go to, like, the top of, like, the mechanics path, you could, like, say, like, I don't know, you can service a truck, and then it's like, that truck doesn't need to go to stop it anywhere else. And, like, they can just,
yeah.
You know that no other player will be making money off of that one trucker because they're just going to, like, head to the planet. Unless, I guess, their
yes.
trucker gets, like, hungry or something like that. Like, there can be other things that, like, are kind of the
I
same
thing. I was literally
thing.
Just thinking that, yeah, like, maybe these cards that you play, they are added to whatever... truck or fleet or, you know, caravan that is passing through the galaxy at that moment. You could probably only play, like, I don't know, let's just call it, like, you've only played, like, three on one of however many are going through, and they kind of cycle through as you go throughout play.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, like, let's say there's a whole huge caravan, and I have stacked up, while you have been stacking up mechanics and in gas stations and stuff and getting a bunch of points that way, I play, like, you know, pit stop or like hungry humans. I don't know. I'm trying to think of a name of a card. But, and then at that point, every vehicle in the galaxy at that time suddenly gets very, very hungry, and they have to stop at, like, the nearest player's food place. And so then I would change all their flight paths to my destinations. But then that would give you a chance to be like, okay, well, I'm not going to beat him at every single food destination, so I'm at least going to try and stack up one of those spots to try and get some points out of this card. So that's what I'm kind of... We're kind of already also getting into actions, which I love. Like, every turn, you can either put down a placement, play a card on something passing through. Maybe even one of them is just, like, kind of be passive and, like, collect money or whatever to kind of obviously store up for something that you might buy later.
Yeah.
And then last one, I don't know, or at least that's three.
What if, okay, so, like, let's imagine we've got, like, a bunch of different sort of tokens. Let's say at one time there can be, like, 20 trucks on the interstellar highway at one time. What if we had something... Now, okay, this is an idea. Have you ever played with the game the HeroClix? Do you know that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what if every single one of those trucks had, like, a kind of a click on it? Like, something that you could, a little turn dial that you could turn that represented gas, hunger... and maybe, like, boredom or something like that. And those would be the things. After every single turn, they advance, but then you have to turn the gas one. You have to turn each one of those down a notch. And players can influence how they're doing by, like, I don't know, like, yeah, a trucker would want to stop when it gets below a certain point. And maybe if you find, like, a really hungry trucker that's kind of been driving, like a really long ways away, like, outside of planets or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just get, like, more money the more, like, hungry, like, bored, or, like, you know, more out of gas that they are. Yeah, and that's, like, how you can sort of attract them. But, yeah, there can definitely be other things to, like, influence, what am I trying to say? Like, influence the board and, like, the truckers. I do like the idea of having, like, a really powerful card just saying, like, every single trucker, no matter where they are, they're going to stop somewhere. And, obviously, you want to play that when there's, like, more truckers, like, close to you. There should be, like, a capacity limit, so you can't just, like, eat up all of, like, the truckers in one area, but...
Well, I'm also imagining, too, that, like, so, like, maybe right at the beginning of the game, you reveal, like, three different, again, whether it is a trucker... Are we going with just truckers, by the way? Is this
I was thinking about
I'm
that.
Totally fine.
No, we should have, like, there should be, like, less profitable ones, like, I don't know, like, minivans or
family
something
vacation.
Like that. Yeah, stuff of that nature.
But that's the thing. Maybe family vacation, minivan. If you get them at a food spot, you get buku bucks.
Yeah,
while
that's
they don't
true.
Require
we'll probably
as much
be spending
gas.
A lot more. That's true. They have more people
a lot
inside.
More
that's the
feed.
Good idea. Okay, so you can get more money from truckers with, like, gas and mechanical stuff. Say, like, they drive through an asteroid field that you play, and, like,
oh yeah, they get all banged up.
Yeah, their thing gets banged up, and they have to stop somewhere to get it fixed. So, yeah, you can make more money in those sort of departments, but then, like, you can get more money from, like, families traveling from, I don't know, Pluto to Jupiter or whatever. And
Spring breakers would stop at your entertainment easily.
Yeah.
And, you know, stop at the bar. Maybe spend the night or something like that. I don't
know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you've got a hotel, sure, yeah.
Heck yeah. So I'm imagining how, like, mechanics would work, and also to, like, not make it so obvious game to game of what is going to be the strongest. Like, right when you start the game, there's three things revealed, whether it's trucker, family, spring breakers, whatever you want to call them, various vehicles that have their initial points. And maybe just as they go, you kind of reveal their flight path, because obviously you don't know exactly where they're going to, or maybe we just have where they are and where they're going to end up, but then obviously as you play cards in between will influence how many turns and veers and stuff they do.
Yeah.
Oh, I actually really like that.
And this is like, well, sorry, keep going.
I was just thinking, just because that is a really cool idea, that like if they start at one corner and their exit point is all the way across the map, like literally like up and over all the way across, if you have something in the corner and then you have, or I guess one of the opposite corners, and then you have a bunch of stops along the way, if you play something that forces them to go there, then they're going to immediately drive through every single one of your points. You don't have to do anything. That is just the shortest path for them to travel in order to get to that exit.
Well, that's why I like the idea of having like a solar system as like kind of the map. Like, it doesn't have to be like all of the planets. Like, maybe this is like just five planets wide, but you have a sun inside, the sun in the middle of it. The one rule with the cars is that they can't obviously drive through the sun, and they have to go from, how the cars sort of work is that as these like planets kind of rotate wildly around it, they're on like little sticks and whatnot. And like, I don't know how exactly they get rotated exactly, but if you can imagine that they're kind of maybe like in like a star formation at one point, and then the next
this
turn.
This board is expensive, DJ. This board is very
You said
expensive.
You wanted to jack the price above this thing.
No,
you
know,
said
I know.
This
I'm
was
just saying.
Gonna be I'm just trying to is... look, I want the sun to be made out of solid gold too. That's the only way that this game is gonna work.
This is basically it's basically a board on top of it's like the Star Wars 3D chess thing, except instead of holograms it's like physical things that are
yeah,
gonna have to rotate
that game.
Around. That's what I'm imagining it's gonna look like.
That game is so or even more 3D chess, the four-dimensional chess in Star Trek. You know that name of the Star Wars? That game has a name, but like I forget what it is. And I tried to look up how it's played, and so far in the 30-plus years of existence that Star Wars has been around, there has been no official rules of like how the game works. It's just the entire time it's just been like, here's some holograms of like a guy throwing another dude on the ground, and then Chewbacca going like yes in his Chewbacca
but then
voice
getting very angry
so that which is like a really funny thing, because I was like, oh, surely in the time that this like franchise has come out, someone was come up with the rules of this game. I was like, no one knows how this game is played, not even Chewbacca.
Eventually who's the director that's doing The Mandalorian and Book of Boba and everything right now? John Favreau?
Yes, that's it.
He's going to come out with it.
That'd
He's going
to
put it in an episode and lay it to rest.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of throwback things to like the original Star Wars and like the Book of Boba Fett. So like, I don't know why they wouldn't put that in. You know, they've got They've got the one like blue piano player, whatever.
Max Rebo, baby.
Which I thought he died, but I'm glad to see that he's doing well and still playing at the cantina.
I don't think he was at Jabba's Palace. I think he was in Mos Eisley, right?
Well, I think he performed at Jabba's Palace. He was in Mos Eisley, I think, when we met him, but I'm pretty sure he was also, like, pretty cool
at
with,
Jabba's
like,
Palace.
The criminals of, yeah. I mean, you look at that blue elephant, and you're like, this guy knows how to get down.
That guy
down.
Is pretty cool.
Yeah. This guy has done some crimes in his days. but yeah, I thought, like, in the canon, he died, but I guess not, which is fine. Live or die
which
is
I'm fine
with me. I'm fine with it.
Hey, Max Rebo, you're fine by us. Live
yeah,
or die, no problem.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fine.
Oh, see, and there's another mechanic. We can have live music.
Oh, yeah.
You can advertise.
Clip the sound with that excitement, but I like this idea.
Hey, you know what? It's the space trucker industry is messy. It's you know, chews you up, spits you out, and you just gotta hang on to that comet when it comes rolling by.
That's yeah. I like okay. Yeah, there definitely should be music. You could definitely like make your little truck stop, little Nashville or something like that.
Wow, now that's a good idea. You can name it and everything like that.
I think okay, so all right, let's I wanna sort of dive into the whole sort of concept of like items in play, because you started this off with like trucking or like space mechanics and things like that, which I imagine your original idea probably had some things of like you need to equip your guys with like you know, hyper phylactic wrench or a sonic screwdriver if you're a Doctor Who fan.
Not just that, but I was also imagining that, which this would also play in perfectly, you would hire specific mechanics that would have different abilities and stuff. So, I mean, much like we're already talking about with the entertainment and stuff, that one just is a gimme. Like, you know, you hire a band and they have specific abilities. But, yeah. You could hire a mechanic at a certain spot that, like, this... If Joey 20 Arms, man, he's
the best.
He's the best. But specifically at, you know, large trucks because he's got 20 arms.
Yeah. No, of course. I mean, what else is he using those 20 arms for?
Yeah.
He's like whole spiders. He's more than two spiders.
And, yeah, his talents are wasted on family vehicles because, man, he's going to spook those kids when he comes at them.
Does Joey 20 arms, will he, like, leave you if he doesn't get, like, a truck every, like... Like, every two turns, you gotta have a truck to service for him. Otherwise, he's packing up and going, because he does not want to see... He hates kids.
Oh, actually, I really like that mechanic of the employees can literally switch between...
They go back onto the market. They go up to, like, the place that you can, like, hire them from. Maybe there's some sort of, like, hiring board that players can visit if they use, like, an action or something like that. Joey 20 arms. He doesn't stick around.
Kids. He's got places to be. Look at all these arms he's got to feed.
They have mouths too? Or does he have...
Hey, I mean...
He's got his own kids with 20 smaller arms.
Yeah, that's just his catchphrase.
I got
all these arms to feed.
Joey 20 arms actually has 5 mouths, but because it's the less than the amount of arms that he has, they don't call him Joey 5 mouths. It's just...
Yeah.
He's got a lot of mouths to feed, but it's not quite as many arms as he has.
It's the fact that he's got 20 arms that's just absolutely over the edge.
It is the first thing that you notice when you meet Joey 20 arms. And then when you get to know him, you're like, you also have 5 mouths. That's interesting, Joey.
Hmm. Huh. I bet that's something no one asks you about.
Yeah. Everyone probably talks about your arms first, but let's talk about those mouths.
Oh, God.
And that's how Joey met his wife.
Oh, she also had 5 mouths.
Yeah, she's but 0 arms, so.
So it's just a match made in heaven.
Yeah. Got enough arms. Joey's got enough arms for the both of them. Anyways, okay, so there's a hiring board that you can get, like, entertainment. Yeah. Obviously, you need to establish the buildings that they will be in before you can hire them.
Right. You can't put... I think that is kind of funny, but I think it would be just getting way too hectic. You can't hire a musician to be a mechanic.
Well, I think there should be, like, maybe some low-end people. Maybe some people with, like... They'll just, like, I will just do anything. Yeah. Like, you can put the cashier at the music stand if you just lost your musician to some sort of, I don't know, space robber or something like that.
Just jingle some coins.
Yeah, basically. Just, like, just do something to get them entertained because we have this entertainment center and no one is going.
Right.
So I think there should be, like, multi-talented people who can play, but... Or, like, can do multiple things or, like, I don't know.
Yeah, work maybe, different maybe shifts. Those, yeah, maybe those characters, too, since they don't have, like, as difficult a requirement, you can shift them from place to place, you know, like, jumping around. And maybe that's even, like... The characters that you would want to equip with, I don't know, like, you literally equip one with, like, rocket boots that you can get this employee to jump from whatever planet they're at to, like, another planet that's at least, like, 3 quote-unquote cubes or squares, whatever we're using, away.
Top tier is, like, you get, like, a wormhole and you can just, like, bounce through it immediately.
Perfect. But you don't want to give those rocket boots to Joey 20 Arms because he's going to be out of your retinue as soon as you use them, you know? And then someone else could pick up Joey 20 Arms and be like, oh, nice. Like, I actually have a lot of garages in my, you know, industry, so I'm just going to keep Joey 20 Arms bouncing around servicing huge trucks. And,
that's true,
you know,
You've
made a fatal mistake giving Joey 20 Arms those rocket boots.
Yeah. I like this idea that you can equip your employees. Like, there should be, like, other things to help sort of, you know... You can give your mechanics better tools. You can give your musicians better instruments. You can give your cashiers better cash holders. better, I don't know, uniforms, whatever they hold. But there should be some sort of like tier
quantum
list.
Quantum calculators. Calculators that it calculates how much change is needed before this customer even arrives.
That's it's looked into the future and knows exactly what someone is going to purchase before they even know it.
Exactly.
But yeah, there should be different items that you can like stock your I don't know, truck stops with. And like each one, you obviously don't get the benefit of having like an item in a certain place. So you can make like one truck stop like sweet. Like one of them is awesome, but then just have some minor gas station out in the middle of nowhere, which I also want to pitch that if you can build your gas station on an asteroid, then like you should totally do that and just have like a freestanding one.
But I think so because we've already pitched so many ideas of, you know, the board rotating by either maybe just like a natural clock of the game or by cards being played that switch the position of, you know, where the planets are, but keep the whatever vehicles are going through in the same spot. If you are on an asteroid, I mean, you could be whipping around that thing so much faster. You could hit the same vehicle twice because it would go on one side of the sun. And then let's say in terms of perspective, goes to the right, but your asteroid is whipping around to the left.
Well, sure,
meets them on the other side of the sun.
That's the benefit of going on an asteroid. But I will say to level it out, if it's on an asteroid, you can only put a gas station on there. You can maybe sell them food.
Or something
small. There's nothing else that you can do on the asteroid.
Yeah, yeah. You can't build up super big. It's kind of a crapshoot, but
it's a gambit.
When it pays off, it's big. But if it doesn't, then you're
not much maintenance. You only need a cashier for that, and they live on that asteroid.
Now, is that another mechanic that can? We've already talked about, you know, asteroid fields and stuff like that targeting the vehicles. Could I do, you know? Could I play power outage on one of your stations?
Yeah. I think that's a good idea that you can tamper and
attack.
And deal. What's that?
Oh, I was just saying, like, you can attack and you can or just some kind of thing. I mean, you could even do like union strike and all of the employees in like, I don't know, the quadrant of an opponent's area all go on strike, and unless you can pay them, then they quit.
That's a good idea. Sure. I was trying to think
of various cards.
Yeah, you could attack them with like financially, so if they don't have enough money to pay, they can pick and choose who they want to pay, but everyone that they can't pay out, they have to basically let go. I will say, even say, like, you can do an attack if you're not on a certain planet, like you can like take a whole planet down for like a certain, for like a turn or something like that, like I don't know, like an entire like some sort of climate disaster on Jupiter just like wrecks the whole like outer belt of it.
A solar flare.
That's a spacey thing that happens. So like I would say that, and maybe you do it to someone who's got their biggest thing on there, but maybe that also person has some sort of like, I don't know, they've got some sort of insurance where they can put a huge like reflector on it and just like bounce it back. I don't know if we want to go that route of like having protection, putting security at your gas station. Something like that.
I was thinking, like to the effect of like, you could almost have like a planetary defense grid. You would have like a shield or something like that. And I don't know, maybe these are like the cards that. Ooh, okay, here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Here's how you solve, or at least how I'm pitching that we do attacks and defense and stuff like that. You're all in on Jupiter. You have, you know, you have a gas station, you have a food stop, you have entertainment, you have mechanic, you have as much stuff as you can go. During my turn, I place a card face down, like a trap card, underneath the stand. Yeah, right. Underneath the stand on Jupiter. So you don't know what I've played to Jupiter, but I'm playing it there, and then I do whatever else on my turn.
I love
this. On your turn, you play a card face down on Jupiter, you know, trying to see what it is, blah, 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 whatever. Then I guess it would be kind of like an environment turn that we settle what happens. Again, the trucks move and the various vehicles go to their different spots. And then we would also then reveal the cards that are underneath whatever locations. So, like, let's say that mine was a sabotage, like a short circuit thing. And then your card that you played was, like, yeah, security guard, that it would thwart whatever I tried to do. But I guess that would kind of come down to maybe paying attention to, like, what cards people are buying. Because if I played, like, Solar Flare and you had a security guard, that security guard's not going to stop that Solar Flare.
No, obviously not. Know? Unless he's a robot. Well, no, actually, he'd probably get fried anyways, so...
He just blasts off into space to eat the Solar Flare.
No, I like this idea. We could still have it... What if, like, defensive cards are the only ones that can go face down? And those are, like when you really have nothing else to do, you just want to, like, beef it up. Like, I want to say, like, you can play a sabotage card at any time, and maybe you've got... Maybe you've got, like, your big place, like, Jupiter. Like, another player has, like, a huge, like hotel and mechanic and entertainment place just on Jupiter. And you've got, like, a bunch of face-down cards because they're ready for anyone to try to sabotage it. You can, at any point, instead of just playing, like, a face-down card, you can be, like, if it's your turn, like, I have a sabotage card. And the guy on Jupiter's like, okay, I have this face-down one. And they discard it. Another player would be like, ready, I'm going to try to sabotage you again. Or, like, here's a solar flare. And the guy's like, okay, well, I have this thing, and this blocks it. Until, you got to, like, use those things to try to get it. And then maybe at some point when, maybe enough players gang up on someone or, try to take them down. Eventually they will, like, lose power or their security or whatever,
Mm-hmm. No, I like that. I actually like that a lot because then it lets you as, like, let's say you haven't even built up on Jupiter yet and you don't really have the money to, like, start to do that, but you've kind of, like you said, like insurance almost, you've prepped yourself for this big push and you're putting tons of face down cards as, defense arrays so that when people start targeting you, you're like, boom, I'm already ready for this, that, and the other. Like, you can't touch me. The gas giant is mine.
You do have to discard the card after it's used, but it gives you that option if you would like to try to deflect any sort of, any other sabotages that come your way.
I'm really happy that we've been giving Jupiter so many shout outs.
Hey,
King of Planets.
Big ones for you, Zeus.
Big one. Yeah. This one's for you, Jupiter.
The big man in the sky. Not talking about God. I'm talking about Zeus.
Yeah.
Talking about Jupiter.
Big old planet.
Yeah. Shout out to Jupiter.
Shout out to Jupiter.
Jupiter have the. Is that the one with all the moons?
I think so. I think it's got three. I don't know.
Oh, I thought there was a ton. Hold on.
I might be way off. Io is one of them.
How many moons on Jupiter?
How many moons?
79 moons.
Whoa! Jupiter! Good for you!
Overview has 53 named moons. That's a little insulting. They know that there's 79, but they've only
the other 26.
Yeah, that seems... Why would they just go... Well, I'll name one. I'll call it... Joseph.
I'm gonna call one...
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Oh. Knowing how much the sky is covered up, they came up with the estimate. There's probably 600 moons on Jupiter, just that we've identified and seen 79. But yeah, there's a lot of free range to name them. So go ahead with your name.
Yeah, that's still 26. Okay. Gilgersmack.
Gilgersmack. I love it. How many rings on Saturn?
Oh. The rings one is tricky, though, I think, at least to my understanding, is because they're just like a circle of rocks, and it's kind of arbitrary on where the division is. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. They estimate that there's 500 to maybe 1,000, but it is correct to say that it's hard to say. But that's a pretty fair fight, the moons of Jupiter versus the rings of Saturn. I'd like to see that fight go down.
Yeah, that's... You know what? People were asking, or at least, I don't know, this might date myself here, but remember that question? It was just like, who would win a fight? One duck-sized horse or 10 horse-sized ducks or whatever? Who would win a fight? The rings of Saturn versus the moons of Jupiter?
Yeah, I want to know what that is. Tweet your answers at PatchPotchRND at Twitter. That's RN.
You know my weight is behind the big man, Jupiter.
I'm going to send that tweet out. You know where we stand. Big boy in the sky.
Big boy in the sky. Jupiter, number one planet.
Well, this game sounds pretty awesome between everything that we've come up with. I'm glad that, hey, we got back into 2022 pretty easy. I'm not saying that we have to be done here. I actually don't have any more really ideas in terms of what we can pitch to this, though.
Yeah, no, I think mechanics wise, theming wise, I think we got everything all set to go. We just got to put a nice little bow on it. Who goes first?
And the name.
And then what's the name? Yep.
Yeah. Wait, do we want to do? How did we do this before? Did we do who goes first and then the name?
I think we usually do. Oh man.
I think we come up with the name before we come up with who goes first. Who does...
Yeah.
Let's come up with a name real quick. Let's just get that one down.
So Galactic, just to borrow straight from Star Wars, Galactic Empire are kind of like gimmies because you're setting up like your truck stop empire. I don't know.
Yeah. Is the word tycoon, like, is that trademarked? Is no one else allowed to use that?
I don't think so. I think...
Well, like, I know it's, like, a word that you can use, but you know how you could have, like zoo tycoon and stuff like that?
That's what I was about to say. It might just be tricky if tycoon is the last word.
Yeah. Well, let's put it in... We can put it in the middle. Space truck tycoon for your friends and family. now... I don't know. Actually, I'll have to look that up later. I actually don't know what the rules are. Okay, let's not use the word tycoon.
Yeah. Because my other thing, too, is that, like, as much as this is a industry-style game, you know, you're buying things, it encourages you to establish points of economy and everything like that, you're not a tycoon. You're just a humble truck stop industry. And you're just trying to establish your place among the stars.
Well, I mean, there are some points that you could be a tycoon, but you are correct. You could maybe win the game with just one location, possibly.
What I'm mostly saying is that when I think tycoon, I think, you know, top hat, fancy suit and jacket and stuff like that. That's not the type of vibe that we're given in our space truck stop game, in my opinion.
I suppose. I'm thinking of the word like pit stop. Like pit stop.
Oh, that's a good.
Yeah, that word should definitely be in there. And then something with like space or
what if the title is more of like a catchphrase or something like that? Like if you want like space and pit stop and all that stuff, like I don't know. Like it could be something around like pit stop to the stars.
Could just take those pit star.
pit stars.
It's like close, but like the combination. Yeah. I mean, pit stop stars could be it.
That's pretty good. Hold on a sec. I just want to look up, what do you call a gas station stop?
What do you call a gas station in space? Tell me, Google.
a filling station. In England, it is a petrol station or a garage.
Oh yeah, they call them. It's not gas. You get your petrol.
Yeah. Well, and there's also, I mean, there's also rest stops.
Sure.
I feel like the title, again, is going to be, like, some corny catchphrase. Like, that'll be the best way to, like, have it be kind of a hook and not nail down exactly, like, you have to have, you know, a gas station or a mechanic or whatever, because we have so many, different stops that are in this game.
Yeah. It's also like you can do something clever with the phrase like five stars. you know?
Cosmic. That is good.
Cosmic.
Yeah.
I don't know. Cosmic Bowl.
Galactic Interstellar Highways.
Well, okay, here's... Well, I mean, if we're not going to use the word tycoon because it's too fancy, I don't know if we can use the word galactic, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Star Wars has taken that word and just made it mean Empire.
Do we want to put the word, maybe something like corporation or incorporated or something like that?
I don't think we need that.
Yeah. Okay. I think you're right that it has to be something around the idea of like a pit stop, because that is the main theme of the game, and that's like, we've done various econ driven games in the past. That is the main differentiation that this game has.
Outside of the actual like board itself and how it works.
Oh, what about something easy like this? Pit Stop Space Race.
Pit Stop Space Race. I mean, that's fine.
Because it's like the space race, you know, trying to get to various points and do all that stuff like that, and then just throwing in the word pit stop.
I just looked up synonyms for the word cosmic, and I didn't realize this was a word, but extra mundane is a word. Like, you know how extraordinary is just extraordinary? Yeah. This is extra mundane.
Man, that's a great word.
Isn't it? I like that word. I don't know if it fits or anything like that, but...
We could use that in a slogan.
It's extra mundane.
Extra fun for the extra mundane. That actually probably would stop selling the game. People would, one, not know that extra mundane means, you know, extraordinary, and they would just assume, oh, wow, it's extremely average.
So, okay, last note for extra mundane here. So, apparently, I don't know if Google rates their words in terms of where it comes from or whatever, but it has here adjective, and then it says rare. So I think it's saying that this word extra mundane is particularly rare.
It's
like a Pokemon.
Rare. Yeah, I was just going to say, it's a shiny word. the EX on this word is crazy.
It's out of this world. I've never seen this extra mundane.
Extra mundane.
Okay.
Out of this world, extra mundane fun.
Yeah. Okay, let's do what you said.
Pit Stop Space Race?
Yeah, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's short, sweet, got a little rhyme in there to kind of... Like, I mean, I'm imagining, too, like, this isn't a... It's a serious game in the fact that, you know, there's lots of strategy and stuff like that, but I'm imagining kind of, like, cartoony art and, you know, fun, simple...
Oh, yeah.
...designs.
Yeah. I don't want this to be, like... I want it to be looking like big rigs with jets on the back of them, and it's not like actual spaceships. I want to see like truckers with their arms out, even though that it's space, you know?
Yeah. Well, we all know Joey 20 Arms can breathe in space.
We all know. He's got one of his mouths can breathe in space, so.
Yeah. He doesn't need no oxygen.
Pit Stop Space Race.
Pit Stop Space Race. Sweet.
Sounds good to me.
Who goes first?
Want to give a shout out to the men and women who do actual trucking for their job. And I want to say that if you are in the supply industry or the freight industry, then you should get priority and go first.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good one. I was thinking that the next one, which would also probably favor someone who is currently or has worked in the mechanics, shipping, whatever industry, one of them, we've kind of already gone on this trivia route, but one, I think it would almost assuredly mean that I would never go first, but we could have cards that like name that car part or something like that.
Yeah, I like that too. That's a good idea.
And the last one, who can do the best car impression?
Yes, that one immediately, which I'm glad that that's the last one, because out of the other two that we pitched, it's most likely going to be that one to to mm-hmm. come down to.
Yeah, for most people playing this game.
Yeah, it'll be who can do the best car impression. And then if it's a tie, you got to just like keep changing the cars. Like, okay, now you do your best Audi impression. Okay, do your best Subaru impression.
You beat me to it. I was literally just be like, okay, race car, and like, you know,
yeah.
And then, you know, jalopy.
That's it. Oh man, you would go first for sure.
Yes. At least if it got to that point, I'd be first.
Yeah, that's a great rule right there. All right, let's keep that.
Sweet. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Again, we are Miss Dunn Needs More Games. You can find us on Twitter at PatchPotchRND, and for any professional inquiries, we are PatchPotchLLC@gmail.com. And to spell that out for you, it is PatchPotch. And I know I did this one time, but I forget. RND is like RND, and then LLC is the letters also. I don't know why. I feel like I should specify that.
Well, I think LLC, that one is pretty self-explanatory. But the RND, those ones are all letters because you cannot put an ampersand in your...
Yeah.
We tried. I wrote...
What's up with that, Twitter?
Yeah. I wrote to them. I did not, actually, but... yeah, that's... what a great outro. It's been so long, and I think you nailed it.
Good job. Well, do you want to sign us out, or do you want me to?
Gosh, you know, it's been like 2 months since we recorded, and it's been maybe three. I haven't thought of a single sign out in the entire time.
You know what? I got it. Big ups to Jupiter. Bye.
See ya.